You may have supposed that I was brought up in a religious household, but this was not the case. My sister is totally bemused by my belief in the Baha'i faith. She tells me that she doesn't want anyone telling her what to do or think or how to behave. Well, of course, I wouldn't want her to blindly obey anyone. But I'm also aware that she, like many of us, attended both school and university and acquired a number of qualifications. No one thinks there's anything wrong with sending our children to school. We know that they need educators so that they can gain knowledge and skills. And I work in the NHS, and like many organisations, it requires its employees to engage in lifelong learning and attend courses to update their professional skills. So given all the recognition that human beings need and benefit from educators, why would we reject the divine wisdom that's brought by the founders of religion? In the lecture theatre, the lecturer commands the respect of the students. They may want to ask questions and challenge what is said, but they will listen with respect. Baha'i scripture says, "Religion and science are the two wings upon which man's intelligence can soar into the heights, with which the human soul can progress. It is not possible to fly with one wing alone. Should a man try to fly with the wing of religion alone, he would quickly fall into the quagmire of superstition, whilst, on the other hand, with the wing of science alone, he would also make no progress, but fall into the despairing slough of materialism. I wonder if part of my sister's problem is that she's happy to be guided by scientific truth, but dismisses religious insights as irrelevant. Isn't flying with two wings a better option?"